This is the plan. All right, let's wait for the apple tree. Everybody, wait for the apple tree. Everybody, we're going to be expanding into Rainbow Road.
Towards Helix.
Towards Helix.
Towards Helix.
Stir fry guy.
Christina and I had a casserole last night. It was fucking delicious, but
I don't quite know what it is.
Well,
this is the interesting thing about casserole.
Casserole,
it's like baking a bunch of it's like baking a stir fry.
To me, is like it's like stew, right? Where like you go, well, we're gonna make a stew, and you're like, you mean we're just gonna throw a bunch of things in something that's on fire?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
a bunch of water.
Yeah,
stew
we're gonna put
seems
water.
Soupish to me.
We're gonna make water better tasty.
Casseroles are always like a mold,
right?
Yeah, it's
home.
Like a
and like chili is the
pirate.
Same way. Like chili, you just like we're gonna put. 27 tomatoes and then whatever else we can find.
Yeah.
And then you have chili.
And
right?
You know what's even more fun? Just get a can of chili.
Right.
Heat it up. And then the fun part is getting like cheese and,
right.
and sour cream.
Yeah,
and
stag chili is pretty good.
You know what's more fun?
You just put it in there.
Get a can of chili, heat it up, and then go behind the dumpster.
Yeah.
And then just eat it.
And just eat it.
Go down by the river.
Go down by the river.
Hang out with your friends.
Think about your stepson.
Find a place
and
that,
eat it.
You know,
think about how much you wish
protects
your,
body your
stepson was still in your life.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And just eat it with two fingers because you don't have a spoon.
Eating chili with two fingers.
Yeah. You can't fit three in.
How long would that take?
I was thinking it was more of a two-fingered scoop.
Eating chili with two fingers. Like picking up a piece of rice. You pick one bean up at a time, but you try to get as much liquid on it.
You got to taco the rim a little to like create a funnel.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
That's why I'll survive.
Like
you've got such a great idea.
Are we doing survive again on accident?
Oh, shit. We were talking about that again.
The epilogue to our survive episode.
That's kind of a nice segue into the episode we're doing tonight.
That's true.
It is.
All right. So
there's some real survival going on in this topic.
Yeah.
This one, there's a million. Oh my God.
Pixel
can't wait
survival.
To talk about it. All right. So
this is intense.
So we are, did you read it? For the first time in many months, we're doing a night pod.
Oh.
So instead of hearing the sound of our jowls cranking on some donors.
And our lips smacking on some of that
right.
cocaine adjacent. Talking
super.
About that coffee.
Cocaine adjacent. we're just drinking some brews.
Cocaine
and,
reduction
you know,
coffee.
Cocaine reduction coffee. What would that be like?
I feel like coffee's like a 50th of cocaine or something.
Hmm. Probably something like that.
It's all from the same region.
I mean, if you get
cousins.
Super fucked up on just like coffee beans, if you're snorting like...
You stick two beans up each nostril and just go for a jog.
Have you ever grabbed a bag of coffee grounds and with that little hole, that part in the front where you can smell it and you just squeeze it into your nose and you're like...
I'm not a psychopath. Yeah. I mean...
Have you ever done that with a Sharpie?
No, not a Sharpie.
That's the real good stuff.
I
anyway,
prefer the colored markers
the colored
from
ones
childhood.
Get high on synthetic grape smell.
Smells so good.
smells
it just
so
tastes,
good.
It smells great.
All right, this is Did You Read It? This is a weekly podcast where we talk about the internet and everything that the internet is about. My name is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boobs.
It's my Friday.
poor Frida over here has got a little bit of a flu, so...
It's like a chest cold meets like a throat.
TB.
Probably strep. Probably TB. Probably
got
all that.
So Friday caught lupus.
So those vaxxers. I'm a vaxxer.
Anti-vaxxer.
I mean. Anti-vaxxer.
Those fucking anti-vaxxers.
Oh, you have
are
a kid now.
TB
so you have to make an important decision.
Oh, who are you going to listen to, Jenny McCarthy?
Are you going to listen to me or are you going to listen to Dog Boobs over here?
Because I say...
for a vax or against
if
vax?
If he's meant to do well, he won't need vaccines.
He's
in God's hands.
Tell me how autistic you want your son. That's
he's
really
already,
a conversation.
He's already on the spectrum based
he's
on how
so
many shots
great.
We've given him. Yeah. He's like, geez, we've given him steroids. We've given him HGH.
Oh,
so he's vax lord at this point.
Oh, for sure.
He's
dude.
Using performance-enhancing
like,
drugs.
He's like the boss in vax the video game.
That's
yeah.
why he's such a thick, healthy-looking baby.
Yeah, and we just feed him gnocchi constantly.
It's his main food group is just gnocchi.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have another gnocchi, kid. Just straight,
kids would love
just
gnocchi.
Flip him across the table and he's just catching his
straight
mouth.
To his face. Yeah.
That's such a great idea.
Just grind,
kids look.
Grind
he's
it up
starting to look like a piece of gnocchi.
Yeah.
That's,
oh yeah.
I recently got a shirt chip. At work that says gnocchi doki on it.
Wow. That's
like
what that's
so
what you get
funny.
When you work at a food company.
I
anyway,
know. It is funny though.
Where did you read it? This episode's a really special one. We've had like I've had at least three people request this. I don't know if you guys have had any others, but
all my friends are squares. They don't know about this stuff.
Well, something really special and crazy happened on Reddit two weeks ago now.
Yes.
We know we're a little behind, but we had to gather our thoughts so we could talk about this coherently, because this is one where we couldn't fuck this up, because this is actually, I would say, a landmark occasion in the internet, not just on Reddit.
Agreed.
Because it really just kind of opened people's minds up to some interesting shit. So,
yeah. And I would say it's almost telling that we're doing this two weeks late, because it was such a fleeting, wonderful, like, 3-day thing that, like, by the time people were hearing about it, it had already ended.
Well, I think it ended on April 3rd, right?
Yep.
I think so, did you already say that? Yeah, so we're 10 days currently. Ooh.
So,
I went to go find it, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, you can't do it. There is an offshoot now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of whack.
And we haven't even really talked about it. But this thing is called Place, right? So it's r/place. I assume that it was created on April 1st. Now, the reason...
One little bit of history is that Reddit always does something on
April 1st.
On April 1st. Right. Last year, it was the button.
Which is also crazy.
Yeah, that was so funny.
The button's so cool.
It was awesome.
Or that was 2015. 2016 was this thing called Robin. Okay. And it was a social experiment in the form of a chat widget named Robin. You click on the button, and a chat window opens, and you get three options. Grow, stay, leave. Grow would join the chat with another group. Anyway, it's overly complicated. That's why no one's ever heard of Robin.
But the button, though, let's explain the button one as well.
Yeah. Okay, so the button one's really cool. It was
just called the button, right? Or button or something?
Just the button.
Right.
So the button, it was a standard Reddit appearance, but with a Molly guarded button next to a 60-second countdown timer at the top of the page. When the button was clicked, the countdown would reset. The button could only be pressed once by each Reddit account, and only accounts that were created before the event started were able to press it.
Right.
There was also a cumulative count of all unique users who clicked the button. It was like... Right. It was a button they got literally everyone on Reddit to click on.
And each time you click the button, it reset. So anybody could click it. Like if Friday clicked it right now, well, not right now, but at the time, if he clicked it, then it would reset, so I wouldn't be able to click it. But the goal was...
Well, when you clicked it, it turned a certain color.
Yeah, you were assigned a color, right?
Well, based on what time second you clicked it at. So... If you clicked it between 50-second and 60-second, it would be like a light blue, which is like the weakest.
Yeah.
And if you were able to let it run to between 0 and 11 seconds, you got bright red, which is the closest to dead.
Right.
And so that means everybody else would have to let it roll, and you would have to be the one that gets it without communicating with people.
Yeah.
So it was this like silent communication, which means
crazy social
everyone's
experiment.
Watching
crazy social yes. experiment.
And then but if it got to 3 seconds, like someone would eventually click it, but once you click it, you can't click twice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've already done your click at 30, you can't save the day at three.
But you get invited. You're essentially, when you if you get that red, or if you get whatever color is like your you get it's like your caste system in Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that I don't know if it's still on there, but I remember when I did it, I was like kind of middle of the road, like a fucking an iron worker essentially. I wasn't royalty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you were like a court jester.
Yeah, like I clicked at like 38 or something like that. But
you harvested jowls
pretty
of
much,
a pig.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, I lived a good life. Jowls. But I was never gonna be Celine Dion. You know.
No.
Yeah.
Don't know why that was my celebrity reference.
But. Because she's got the greatest voice in the world.
Right,
and she seems like she's got like a nice charisma.
Right.
Exactly. She does.
So I was never bound to be that person. But anyway. So you were assigned, when you got that color, you had that color for a while, right? That was like, it was like your scarlet letter to, so you speak, right?
So you could, it was big bragging rights within the Reddit community.
Yeah. It was a classes system. So anyway, so that's enough talk about that. So that happens every April 1st. Reddit does some sort of social experiment. And it
which
just kind
by the
of
way
drops,
like
right?
we dropped the ball
we didn't participate
by not paying attention on this one, because we're supposed to be like Reddit people, but this shows us like how much Reddit people we are,
right? Well, like, I think sometimes things just you just didn't don't realize
slip
it
through. Through. You know what,
we're
if
busy.
I'm just giving us
more,
a hard time
and you know, if I knew I feel like the failure of Robin last year, and I'm saying it's a failure based
compared
solely
to,
on the fact that I didn't know about
so
it.
Really quickly before we talk about that, we should explain Place so that our listeners don't think we're just rambling on about other things forever.
A good introduction for this, though, would be that this April Fool's Day, they created the most epic version of a social experiment ever.
Right.
And they called it Place.
Right. So, Dog Boobs, do the honors and read the side and explain how Place works.
Okay. So, Place is an empty canvas. You can put one tile or one pixel down, but you have to wait like 2.5 minutes to place another one.
Right.
So individually,
well, it was 5 minutes at the time.
At the time, 5 minutes. Yeah. I only know because I did the fake one recently. Right. So you have to wait 5 minutes. So literally, you're looking at an empty canvas and you can put one pixel down and then you wait. So individually, you can wait 5 minutes and create something. But together, you can create something really fast. So what's cool is all these complete strangers that had a common interest would kind of band together and be like, here are the coordinates. We're going to do the Australian flag. Like, we're all Aussies and we love Australia. Right. Let's do the Australian flag. I can't do an Australian accent at all. I started it good. But yes, that's what Place is. So like you said, you started to see these different factions pop up because different people were making different things. You had Australia, different countries. The American flag was like a huge battleground for this because another thing, too, is you can cover up someone else's picture. So people from 4chan came over, chose black as their color, and they were just known as the void.
We'll get into that those details more. But
basically, you can destroy or you can create.
Right. Well,
Depends on your definition of create.
Yeah. So the premise, she obviously explained it perfectly well, but it was all about the most basic thing was it was just a giant white blank canvas. You could pick a color and you could only put down one pixel at a time every 5 minutes. That's it, right? And then everybody else had the same rules. So it was a very, very basic thing, right? But what happened was nothing short of a miracle, right?
True that.
So basically, now the reason we've gotten the ask to do this one several times is because that very, very basic thing, part of the reason there are part of the reason it is a social experiment is because it you see a lot of bizarre social behaviors come from these things. It happened with the button thing where I remember when that happened, it was like, you know, you did create this weird caste system where all of a sudden it was just like, holy shit, it's kind of like the gold thing, right? Where all of a sudden when you're gold, you're like in the ranks of royalty, like myself, right? But with the button thing, it was like, it was a couple layers more than that because it was like, somebody got a red, holy shit, that's an unbelievable patience, that's incredible luck, I'm in the presence of royalty. But with Place, what really happened was it started with nothing, and then what developed, because everybody, the only way you can make a picture or make any sort of visual representation on Place, essentially you have to work together, but you're working together with people that you don't know, you're probably never going to be interacting with, so they have to just figure it out on their own.
Yeah, so how do you interact?
Right.
So people are they communicating? Set up their own subreddit sometimes. They would set up subreddits like the one I kind of alluded to, like the Black Void. They started their own subreddit because they all came with a common goal. But everyone else, it would be like probably like Hell Yeah USA or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the United States subreddit is, they all just like their common goal was to keep the American flag in the center of the canvas.
Right.
And then there was Ireland kept getting taken over by Germany, who would just change the colors on either side of the flag.
Right.
Germany created like the coolest image of their flag, like squirting mustard and ketchup onto a hot dog. It was just fun. It was kind of like a microcosm for like how the world works, where everybody for the first few hours is just placing random shit all over the canvas.
Yeah,
but
it's just like a splotch of
things
like
start to emerge.
Pain.
Yeah, as time goes by, it's just human nature. You band together to make something bigger than what you could make on your own.
Right. Well, so that was ultimately what made it so interesting is I'm looking at a Newsweek article about it right now, right? And I'm trying to figure
Newsweek wrote about it.
Newsweek
That's
wrote
so
about
cool.
it. Well, yeah, Newsweek. So Newsweek wrote about it and the title of the article is Reddit Place, the Internet's Best Experiment Yet, right?
Awesome.
So massively successful, but one of the interesting images, and we'll post this on digireddit.com, and our Facebook page, of course, it was a heat map that showed where some of the most intense battles for territory took place. Now, what that means, right, essentially is once this thing got rolling, factions started being created kind of independently, right? So initially, it was all about, like, people were drawing, people put down a couple pixels, and then somebody was like, oh, well, maybe this looks like Dick Butt, right? The famous internet Dick Butt, right?
Dick Butt was the first kind of real drawing on
this. Like the cave art of place,
and that's
right?
Kind of, I think, when the light bulb went off. Like, exactly. Like, wait, if we can do Dick Butt.
Right. So the next thing after Dick
what
Butt.
What can't we do?
Exactly. We can do anything.
So after Dick Butt, it was somebody started drawing two dicks on the Dick Butt's feet, right? Which
infinite Dick Butt.
By
the way, like, just like from a humor standpoint, like, right. I love that that's where. Like, that's essentially life was created.
Right.
Like, the first organism in this place was Dick Butt. The most primitive thing was, and you can end with David Bowie in this thing, but just start with Dick Butt.
I know.
And it's, or the Mona Lisa. It's like, so fantastic.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So, so it started with Dick Butt. And then what, part of the reason why the Dick Butt thing I think is interesting in my mind is you had people, you made Dick Butt. And if you don't know what Dick Butt is, then fucking get on the internet for God's sake. But Dick Butt is just...
Don't ask somebody. Just do it yourself.
It's a very, very crude cartoon of a dick that also has another dick in its butt.
Yeah. It's not really, a big deal. Yeah, dick, just look at it.
It's a dick with a butt.
Right.
And then out of his butt is a dick.
Yeah. And he looks concerned.
It's amazing. So anyway, so Dick Butt. But then what was interesting about Dick Butt is after that, people made two more dicks as Dick Butt's feet. And then what happened, that was the first major division, because that essentially, there were purists who were like, you're fucking up our drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were innovators who were going, we're not fucking it up. We're making it better. This is what art is. It's acceleration of culture.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like a microcosm for politics.
Exactly. Or art or whatever. Right. I mean, that's the difference between people going like, I'm a Baptist minister. This is how things are. I mean, that's the difference between the Catholic and the Protestant revolutions, right?
Or like Democrats and Republicans.
Exactly, right? Like progress or stagnancy, progress right?
Or like the way totally. It was, the good
it's
old like days.
Exactly. So
evolve or die.
So we had that. So next what happened is, and I don't want to get these totally out of order. I guess we're going to be just going over some of the highlights as compared to going completely chronologically. But
yeah,
one of the next big things that happened is the faction wars, right?
Yes.
And basically what happened there is there was a, in the bottom right corner, everybody started putting blue, right? And you started seeing this tribe of people who were just making this whole corner blue and spreading, right? And because of that, because people started seeing that blue was spreading like wildfire, there was, I think yellow was next, right? Yellow was in the top right corner?
Probably. I wasn't even aware of this when this was happening.
What?
Oh, the blue
like
corner?
The color war.
Well, yeah. So that was like the first main thing is like there started to be a color war where you start seeing like teams of people, right? There started being grouping and started seeing tribalism. And you kind of just saw a lot of what we see in humans, right? It's kind of be it religion, be it like the Tower of Babel and language or whatever, but you start seeing groups develop, and then as those groups developed, they started fighting, right? So this is, I know we're kind of jumping all over the place, but on this Newsweek article, this is what's so interesting about this heat map, right? Because on the heat map, you see how some of the most intense battles took place, which is literally like there are whole areas on this, on place, that were these little fights over images, right? So you have, eventually the American flag was the big one, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, in the bottom right, you have, there's a huge heap. There's a very hot part of the heat map because blue was getting overtaken by other colors, and then they were kind of just trying to keep their territory, and blue was kind of like the dominant, they were the white man of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, and any open space looks like a new space to create too.
Exactly.
So even though it's blue, it's technically blank.
Yeah. And like,
so like if against blue, white looks good. So white comes in and yellow comes in.
Right.
And there were factions like as easy as colors, but also people like this one group was like their whole group, 300 people, their only mission was to maintain this picture of Starry Night by Van Gogh in a Windows picture that says go.bmp. And like, that is it.
That was their goal.
That was everything they did, right? And like, one other thing that makes this so Reddity was people were like starting to make requests on their on their subreddits that they were working with. So this guy's like, marriage proposal, please help. Artists of Reddit, I need your help. I plan to make a marriage proposal to my girlfriend and thought it would be nice to get it done on this canvas. The idea is to write, Lisa, I love you. Will you marry me? with the three by three pixel font shown here. That would make 153 pixels. Please only use black and keep one space between each letter, blah, blah, blah. The outcome was people wrote, fuck, I hate you, Lisa, you cunt bitch, LOL. Like... that's beautiful. Because Reddit shows you the best part of the internet in the world and the worst
at the exact same time.
Is that the best or the worst? Because I think that's the best.
It's the best.
Rather get that proposal than the other one. I would be like, that's fucking hilarious.
And you got to think, this guy could totally be full of it and like kind of knew it was coming. Or this actually like sealed the deal.
I just love that.
I was going to ask you to marry me, but instead I got Reddit to say...
Fuck, I hate you, Lisa.
It's like the grammar's not even kind of like right. It's like, fuck, I hate you, Lisa.
Mean.
You cunt bitch.
So we're obviously going to continue talking about this for the next hour or whatever. But if you, one of the references that we're using, there's an amazing article, pseudoscript.com/reddit-place. And we'll provide a link. But it's an amazing kind of history of what happened on this fateful 3 days. But I'm going to read a passage from it that kind of explains the blue division. Because I think the blue thing is kind of where, in my mind, I think that was kind of the beginning of where things really started getting interesting. Because that was like teamwork, tribalism at its best.
Yeah, right? And at its most primitive.
At its most primitive, exactly. So... another set of users emerged who would soon address this very problem. That problem, I don't know what he's talking about. But like the primitive creators, they weren't yet self-aware of their purpose in the great white canvas. Instead, they began by simplifying their experiment into a single goal, world conquest, right? Sound familiar?
Yeah.
All right. They formed factions around colors that they used to take over place with. The blue corner was among the first and by far the largest, right? So that was the dominant, huge...
Right. Kind that of, was like Attila the Hun and all was, the Mongols.
Exactly, right? And by
which
far
is also
the
just the easiest thing to do is kind of just like pick a generic
just make
color.
A thing, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's it's, like, okay, it's a, we're doing
this.
This
is a story of human evolution.
It really is, yeah. So it began in the bottom right corner and spread like a plague. Its followers self-identify with the color, claiming that manifest destiny was to take over place. Pixel by pixel, they started turning it into a reality in a mad land grab over the wide open place. So... this blue corner, right? The blue corner wasn't alone. Another group started the red corner, the other side of the canvas. Their users claimed a leftist political leaning. Yet another started the green lattice, which went for a polka dot design with an interspersing green pixels in white. They championed their superior efficiency, right? So not only are you seeing groups based solely on the color, but they're kind of creating an ideology too, right? And then it wasn't long before they all had their own creators. So the first main war was Charmander, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't long before the factions ran head into the creators, right? So the creators were... so these all these factions, these blue... now, in this article is just one article, but this guy does a very good job. Guy or girl does a very good job kind of explaining it. But there were the creators, and then there were the protectors, right? The protectors were kind of the tribes, and then the creators
they'd like
were,
wait in the wings for someone to try to fuck something up, and they'd be like,
And then the tribes were, or I'm sorry, the creators are the ones who were kind of trying to build things in between, and then we were just seeing kind of what happened, right? So it wasn't long before the factions ran head on with the creators. So Charmander was the first battle series, right? So on the blue corner began to overwrite the Pokemon with blue pixels. So somebody had made it. There was a group that made Charmander in the middle of the place. And then as blue crept in on it, it was kind of like, okay, we're going to take over this land.
Yeah.
Rape and pillage Charmander, right? So
sorry, Charmander.
The Charmanders turned on their inner... So they kind of turned it into their thing, right? So they fought back, replacing each blue pixel with their own, right? But blue was just so much more overwhelming, so they ran them over, right? they pled. So they pled for their lives, right? So, and then you go to a link where you can see literally, like, there were all these. This is the other beautiful thing about this whole. God, this fucking thing is just so incredible. But there, so in place, if you go and you look at some of the old posts, right? You see where people are like, please don't let this die. That we're protecting this area for Charmander, right? So there was a post.
Join our club. I know, please. Exactly.
So there was a post that said, we can't let Blue Corner take over Triple Dick Charmander. So that's oh, wait.
Yeah,
that's
he
what
did
it,
have
wait,
three
maybe,
dicks.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe so. Maybe. I think. Maybe they weren't. Dick Butt wasn't getting two dick legs. I think Dick Butt was maybe becoming a butterfly. That's what it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone thought.
Oh, no, they
that.
Did. They yeah, no,
they gave him dick feet.
No, they turned him into a butterfly. That was their whole thing. But anyway, so there was triple. What are you doing over there?
Sorry, I had to close that because I was worried it was going to fall over.
Okay. But so Triple Dick Charmander, the Blue Corner was going for Triple Dick Charmander. And then you could see where people were pleading for help, right? Trying to make sure that Charmander wasn't going to be taken over. But I think they eventually took it over. Oh no, they didn't actually. So eventually, rebel against the bourgeoisie all you want, but let's make one thing clear. These three are absolutely off limits. They are not to be harmed. So you saw within the blue group that they, even though they were going for world conquest, they decided to keep three Pokemon intact, right?
It's beautiful.
It's fucking bizarre, dude. So anyway, so these things go on. It just there's
it's
so
like crazy
many storylines. There's so
yeah,
many storylines.
In 3 days,
this thing.
It's so crazy.
It just became this war. I can't believe I must have fucking slept through
this entire thing
or something. I mean, I like knew it was
yeah.
happening. Like I kept seeing plays pop up on shit, but I was like too busy looking at YouTube reviews or something, yeah. and I just kind of was like.
I missed it.
I don't want to do it. Nah. Right?
Not going to do it.
Yeah, what was I? It was April Fool's. You know, I was goofing around. I was throwing whooping cushions. Yes. I was doing stink bombs.
Throwing whooping cushions.
Whooping cushions.
Whooping cushions.
You know, hanging out with the kids, throwing whooping cushions. popping in 80s. Right.
But so, I think the cool thing that, like, is so makes it so similar to, like, humanity
right.
and like different countries, different groups of people is it you're right it all starts out as like we're gonna take over everything
right
and then you realize other groups are thinking the same thing so naturally you all get put in your corner and at one point Blue Corner was literally right. just a square in the corner and it's like you get put in your place it's like right. war like
Rainbow
it's
Highway
like the world
so
it
well.
Is now Rainbow Highway did very well so did Germany so did that weird
Germany
poem
did really
in red
well.
And black right. it was And the Skeletor smoking weed. Nobody fucked with that.
Nobody fucked with that.
But
I mean, this was art. Like this was mass art, mass community mm-hmm. art. This
oh,
shit will
so
be
cool.
in the Smithsonian, dude. Like it's yeah. fucking insane, right? And then if you look at the whole map, I mean, you see like there's this insane. I mean, there are all so many memes represented, so many new memes that created because of this thing. I mean, there were like. The green lattice is actually beautiful in the end. Like it ended
yeah.
up being like a really nice looking thing.
It was. You know what is another interesting thing about this? I could have probably gone on place and like tried to start a picture and no one would have added to it.
If you would have done what? I'm sorry.
Like started making a picture of my own. Like I doubt that I would get a bunch of people to be like, oh, I get what she's doing and like add on to it.
But how do you even get someone?
It's almost like leaders like who take their time and lay the pixels so at least it's a hint and then people swarm because they know what they're trying to do and they want to help
that and I think you have to lay clues in the subs I guess you're like look I'm in like the left edge
yeah
and right. I've got like six pixels going here like what this is going to be is a Mona Lisa
it's so right. amazing
like, who wants to get on board
because sometimes without any communication
right.
or order, people made this stuff because they like,
it's very
especially the
yeah.
smaller things at first because they kind of knew what you were trying to make. You see Dick Butt's facial expression, you know someone's trying to make Dick Butt.
Exactly.
You'll help
totally.
Them.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, exactly. That. I mean, I find the interesting about like the Will You Marry Me one, right?
Yes.
Because that one is like coming up with words is complicated, right? Yeah. You can put anything, right?
And that's what makes the grammar so bad, is I bet they literally wrote it on the fly.
Yeah, totally. Well, they had to have. I mean, they kind of like, you just saw. I mean, it's like the craziest game of.
Fuck. I hate you, Lisa, but you bitch
cunt.
You cunt
bitch.
Will you marry me?
LOL.
I hope he pulled
maybe
it
he's
off,
like
man.
A steel worker guy, kind of a guy, and that's possibly. Just how they roll. Like, they're just kind of salt of the earth types of people.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck. Lisa. You cunt bitch. I just got to have you forever.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out.
Do you guys
out-
think if you had been in the moment, like, what faction do you think, like, what picture do you think you would have given yourself to, or what faction would you have joined? Because there are, you know, Green Lattice, as you mentioned. There's also, like, the black, I mean, the dark void. It's literally people from 4chan coming over to ruin things.
So the void, yeah, so let's quickly explain that really fast. So the void was literally, so 4chan and Reddit, I don't think they compete, but, like, 4chan is like the, if Reddit is
evil,
if Reddit's like the nerdy guy who studied computer engineering, right? 4chan is like
the school shooter.
It's like the school. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. It, yeah.
4chan, I mean, that's the best way to put school it. Shooters.
Yeah. 4chan really is the school shooter of the internet.
Reddit was Ken Bone, and 4chan is the school shooter.
The school shooter.
It's Dylan.
Their sole purpose. Whatever. Was to destroy the work of other communities.
Right. So they came in with this thing called the Void. Did you guys see the Void's manifesto, though? I actually totally agree with it.
Let me see.
Which is, it's interesting because it's a really, it brings up an interesting point, right? Because their whole thing was, if you don't destroy things,
then
you're no longer making. All you're doing is preserving, and that's not the
that's
point of
so
art,
true.
Right? So they came in, 4chan came in, and they basically were like, hey, we're here to destroy. We're called the Void. We're going to eat it all.
Yeah.
Right?
Innovation can't spring from the status quo.
Exactly. So they literally started in the middle and just started blacking everything out.
Yeah.
Just started just war-torn. They just
like
they
a plague.
It was literally a plague, right?
Yeah.
They took down the Mona Lisa.
They took down the Mona Lisa?
She survived. I think she got rebuilt.
Oh, yeah. They took down Van Gogh for a while. But it was just, people rebuilt it.
Right.
People rebuilt on it. They held fast.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, there's a really good image on the sub. It's the title of the image is just Shit Is Going Down. And it's literally just, it's a Photoshopped image of place with Hitler and, I don't know what Hitler and Himmler.
Hitler and his two best buds.
Hitler and his two buddies looking at the map, and it looks like they're strategizing, right? That was a lot of this. That was a lot of the whole point of this, right?
It is what it is.
It was like you were looking at things, going like, "Well, what the fuck? What are we gonna take now? What is the next move, and how do we do it?" Right?
Oh my God! How does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, even like. You have to not be selfish. You have to really
groupthink. You have
like
to
you're
be part
one
of
pixel
the group.
Is one pixel.
Well, but that's
and
the,
you have to
I
be
mean,
patient.
You don't, even have the, you don't even have the luxury to be selfish. I mean, that's
no,
what made this
don't.
So interesting. Is like
that's what's like your one pixel doesn't right. finish mm-hmm. a piece of art. Yeah. It doesn't start it. It's just like one of the what's like
it's a, kind of a
it's
beautiful
like you're
metaphor.
Conducting like you know individual soldiers or
yeah.
something.
Totally.
Like,
or it's like a beautiful metaphor about how you can't make an impact alone. You really
totally.
Can't. Like
not in this. Yeah,
you're literally waiting 5 minutes between. Each pixel, you're never going to end up making what you're thinking.
My mind is getting blown right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to change course here in my life.
Right?
I mean, that was what is so interesting Hold about up. The Marry Me thing that I love so much is that like,
yes.
it was such a, like the guy was like, hey guys, I have a huge favor to ask you. Please do this. And they go, okay, sure, we'll do it.
You
Fuck
got
you.
It, pal. Yeah.
Fuck you, Bruno.
And it was just like a perfect, because you know, the collective thought was actually the guy, everybody that goes, fuck you. Like, that was the collective thought. Nobody wanted to help this guy,
no.
right? All they wanted to do was
funnier.
Fuck him over, right?
Well,
which is
it's
amazing.
Like, it's way too sweet for this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like,
totally.
If you're gonna tell me you need something,
right.
I'm going to give it to you in the way I want to give it to you.
Yeah, it's almost like a reminder that, like, yeah, sure, there's some law and order here, but it's still the Wild West,
That's
and we're
right,
not going to help you get married, brother.
You want me to help you move your couch
yeah.
for free? You want me to be there at 8 a.m.? I'll be there
you.
At 10:30. It's like what it is.
Exactly.
At 8 a.m., you
what,
douche.
Like, what do you think you would have joined? Like, I got kind of seduced by green lattice.
I mean, green lattice is pretty.
It's simple. It's pretty, you know? It's pretty. It, you know, it. My brain is sometimes very one track, and I want to have a task, and I want to complete it. It would be hard for me to pivot if I were trying to defend the Van Gogh painting against the black void. It'd be hard.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what separates, you know, us from the leaders of the world.
Oh, I don't. So what? I mean, what do you? What do you? What do you think? What? So Freed, who would you? What faction would you have joined?
Well, let me pull up the map here. Oh shit! Where'd my map go? Thinking about it real hard. I really like the He-Man.
He-Man, yes.
I like He-Man, and I like how the rainbow comes out of his mouth, and it goes away, and it comes back, and it goes away, and it comes back. And I'm like, they actually made it like a graphic,
yeah,
in a way that was really cool. That was
pretty fresh. He's unassuming, but he's perfect.
I love the Germany storyline that happened, like how they kept engulfing nations next to them,
and which is
like so Germany in my mind. Like,
I mean, it's funny
they're
that
very organized. There's a lot of them.
It's like a bit of shameful, but like Germany in Nazism has become kind of like a hilarious joke a little bit, right? Which is a bummer, but also like kind of a good way to take it back, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But that's kind of what they did, right? I mean, that was their whole thing, is like they just started overtaking everybody in like some mass, a very German move, right?
Totally.
So I'm looking at the final map, right? I'm looking at the final place. So first of all, I think I would have at some point been a part of the Void.
Yeah.
Just because I liked their manifesto, even though I don't like 4chan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably would not have been a part of Blue, because that's some groupthink bullshit.
Yeah. I hate Blue.
Very capitalist.
Right, very capitalist. That's like the Gryffindor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, eventually, I think everybody's kind of like, fuck Gryffindor,
like,
dude.
Well, honestly, Gryffindor like, wins every year.
Just
I don't
like
hear
a basic color to me. I'm like, it's okay, but it's basic.
Slacktivism.
It's
slacktivism, dude. 100% slacktivism.
I did place. I was
did
the
you
blue
see,
pixel.
Did you see Rick from Rick and Morty?
Oh, yeah.
He's in there.
Tiny. It kind of looks like Tiny Rick, actually.
I think it actually is Tiny Rick.
Yeah.
Tiny Rick! I'm glad he made the
dead
cut.
Inside.
You know what I just noticed? They put Steve Irwin up there with a crocodile.
Oh yeah, crikey.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
4806.
See that
with Marmite
so
underneath
great.
Him.
what quadrant are you?
It's like it says he's saying crikey. It's top right hand.
Oh
right.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
That's cool.
So
it's little details like that.
It is little details. So I think I think the bottom, I would have definitely been like team Windows start icon.
Yeah,
I like that. Internet Explorer,
because that was one of the big themes that happened was there was the Internet Explorer. Well, it wasn't really Internet Explorer. It was like just the Windows. I don't know what you call that thing. The bottom panel. Whatever that is.
The, like, Finder?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The Finder. So, like, the Start button and then all the other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a big one. And that one, like, is immaculate. I mean, they did an amazing job at keeping it. And it even has, like, shading and shit.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Which is incredible. I think I like... I'm looking at the final thing right now. Ooh. I don't know, man. This is...
I know,
I wouldn't have been Blue. That's
I know
my,
I'm not Australian,
theme.
But take a look at the Straya. It's a like a cereal box. It just says Straya with a kangaroo with boxing gloves. Cunts. And it's called Bunnings Snags. And it has a Black Widow spider on it.
That's pretty cool. Don't know what it means.
I don't even. It says good day. So cool. I bet it's just like stuff that Australians are like, yeah, we've got crazy spiders.
I feel like I would have been a defender. I think in my role in this game, or in this game, in this world, I think I would have been going around to shit that I think would sucked, and I would have been trying to ruin it.
That's interesting.
I would have been the Void for a minute, and then I probably would have been like, I don't want to ruin this stuff.
Yeah.
But I would have been going around like anybody. I would have been like a I don't know. It's hard in retrospect because I feel like this is you get drunk with power. You know?
Yes, you do.
Like, where do you?
Well, and you don't know where it's going, and you don't know if it's going to really work out in the beginning. You're just like, I'm just going to place this pixel. But now we're looking back on it with like this. Yeah. Oh wow, right. A million people did it. And
I feel like
thing.
My first instinct would be
Cal made it
to like try to help
every college,
help fight for one of the images that I thought was cool, like the penguin. But if it was like the swastika and they're starting to get attacked, I would have been like, fuck you guys.
Who's
if people are trying to destroy the penguin, I might be like, hey, I'm going to help you guys.
Who's the guy that looks like what?
Like the guy that looks like Neil deGrasse Tyson on the bottom left corner.
Probably is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It wants to be, but I don't think it is.
It's right by the Belgium.
Oh, yeah. Thing. I don't know who that is.
He's kind of prominent, and he's survived, so he's got to be someone.
Maybe I would have tried to protect the anime girl beside him.
Yeah. She's innocent.
See the Stranger Things above that.
Yeah.
That's just because you're into that kind of stuff.
Just kind of into it. I mean, this is the other thing, too, is like there's so many... God damn. There's so many cultural moments represented in this thing, too. Like, you have lots of colleges, right? There's tons and tons of colleges.
NFL teams. Like, NFL all professional teams.
Album covers.
Yeah, the Hearts, Team Heart, which was pretty dope.
It's great. This is like a snapshot of the world of the last, I don't know, 30 years, I guess, since the internet's been around. It's kind of like it's kind of like internet culture in a nutshell in
it
one
is.
Image. Like, I definitely want a high res, like large image of this printed for my wall, just to like
totally
sit, stare at. And if you look hard enough, you see a sailboat superimposed.
<See you? laughs> Somewhere in there.
It's one of those.
You
imagine,
blur your eyes. It's just a regular old sailboat painting for cosplay. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
I think
that's the real genius behind this.
The real genius.
I like the prism. I think the prism's cool, especially with the mountains behind it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope. I see Waldo, which is a funny one.
Well, the prism's cool, and Mona Lisa and the American flag, like that region is cool because awesome.
That was a really hot, sought after part.
Well, that was black. You know, that was the void. Mm-hmm. And so it got kind of turned into these other things, which is cool. Like the black was used for art.
Yeah. I mean, that was the interesting thing about America. And that's actually something that I kind of... So the article makes a really cool point about the America thing, right? Because America was... It was essentially an answer to the void, right?
Yeah.
Like, which I find...
Nice try, terrorists.
I find frustrating because I'm kind of like... I just get so irritated with American exceptionalism sometimes.
Yes.
But it's crazy that America ended at, to me, like the biggest...
Crazy, right?
The biggest like shock is that American flag ended in the exact middle. Like when you look at it the first time, it's the first thing you notice.
And I know. And I just kind of go, I can't believe that would have happened. Right?
But I guess Reddit's an American company. Like the internet is from Al Gore's basement, which was in America.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. It's very true.
So like...
Still is, actually.
Yeah.
I guess there's a lot of like, you know, nationalism per the internet. The internet's such a unifying place.
Right.
I feel like it's the one place people shit on America the most.
I know. But is it also... Does America also represent the like mythical good versus evil story too?
Sure.
Because I think in terms of... Well, not even just for us. I think like even across the world, as shitty as America is now and as much as our fucking president is dropping the mother of all bombs on like on Afghanistan now, literally... I think that America
didn't look like a very impressive bomb, by the way.
Apparently, well, I heard that
I watched videos. And I was like,
oh, that's it.
That's it.
I've seen bigger bombs.
Well, they made out. I don't want to derail your thing. We'll get back to the mother of all bombs because it's interesting.
But. Right. Well, I heard that its blast radius was a mile. Like it was so much TNT in it that like the shock wave was a mile. So
got it.
Well,
so
shit.
It knocked a lot of shit out.
A mile
in either direction, in every direction.
A circular mile.
Yeah. So. But anyway, so I'm going to read this little section about the void on this article, this fantastic article that explains all this, because I think that it kind of the America thing is interesting, right? So I'm going to read, this is a bit of a long passage, but I think it's worth a read, right? So the destroyers, so enter the void. They started on 4chan, Reddit's mangled redheaded stepbrother or school shooter. It wasn't long before the pranksters on the internet's most notorious image board took notice of what was happening on Reddit. It was too good an opportunity for them to pass up, so they turned to the color closest to their hearts, black. They became the void. That in itself, though, is fucking amazing. They called themselves the void. It's like a terror spreading through the canvas, black pixels started emerging near the center of place. And if you look at the way it started to develop, too, it developed like a cancer, right? You saw it start with this huge orb in the middle, and then you saw like tentacles.
Yeah,
like it was kind of actually
strain or something.
Yeah, it's really cool. So at first, other factions tried to form an alliance with them, foolishly assuming that diplomacy would work, but they failed because the Void was different. The Void was no protector, unlike the factions. It professed no loyalty to Art. Followers of the Void championed its destructive egalitarianism, chanting only that the Void will consume.
Oh my God. They took
no sides. They only wanted to paint the world black. This was exactly the kick in the ass that Place needed. While creators had been busy fighting each other, sound familiar?
Protectors
still measured themselves by the extent of the canvas they controlled, a new threat, a real threat, had emerged under their nose. Against the face of extinction, they banded together to fight the Void and save their art.
So,
but the Void was not easy to vanquish because the Place needed it. It needed destruction so that the new art, better art, would emerge from the ashes. Without the Void, there was no force to clean up the old art. Which, that's kind of the manifesto, right? That's the thing is like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's so many parallels you can draw from this. Like,
oh my God.
You know, every major war that happened like kicked the countries that were going to get into that war's ass into gear. Like,
totally.
America became a superpower because World War II demanded it, right?
So yeah, everybody fought together.
Yeah, but you had to like build infrastructure and like manufacturing. Yeah. And then after that, America was like, yeah, we got all this shit. But without Hitler to start it,
right?
Like we wouldn't, you know, so, and you need, you know, so it's like.
You need the Void.
Right.
You need the bad.
Totally.
So the good can persevere.
Yeah, I mean, this is another comment. I used to hate the Void, but watching the time lapses, I see they're a vital part of the Place ecosystem, like a forest fire making way for new life.
Would you work if you didn't need money? You know, like would you get off your ass every day and do anything if you didn't have to?
Right.
Like you need resistance to create.
Right. Totally.
To create. I mean, you just need resistance in life. Like otherwise we're just like floating around in Wall-E on those fat machines drinking soda.
Totally. So this is, I love that movie, man. Fucking love that movie. Anyway, so by design or not, the Void gave birth to some of the largest art in its place, right? So this is what is so powerful about this. Take, for example, the part of the canvas right in the center. Almost since the very beginning, it had been one of the most contested areas on the map. Time and again, creators had tried to claim the territory as their own. First with icons, then with coordinated attempts at a prism, which was the Pink Floyd prism.
Mm-hmm.
But the Void ate them all. Art after art succumbed to its ravenous appetite for chaos. And yet, this was exactly what Place needed. By destroying art, the Void placed... Placians. Interesting. Placians to come up with something better. They knew they could...
Plasticine?
The Plasticines. Well, it says Placians. I didn't realize that was a pronoun until I was like, oh, that's what they're calling Place people.
Place people, yeah.
They knew they could overcome the Scourge. They just needed an idea good enough with enough momentum and enough followers to beat the Black Monster. That idea was the American flag.
Wow.
So in the last day of Place, the most unlikely coalition came together to beat the Void once and for all. They were people who otherwise tear each other apart every day. Trump supporters and Trump resistors, Democrats and Republicans, Americans and Europeans, this is what I find interesting, right? Because this was it. It was like Americans, Europeans. And they were all coming together to build something together on a little corner of the internet, proving in an age when such cooperation seems impossible that they still can.
What other flag could have won that battle?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like America represents... It represents like a good over evil triumph.
Yeah. You'd rather invest in America than China.
Yeah.
Right? If you're like some small European
even
country.
Just for branding reasons. America brands itself as the land of freedom. You know?
Like, but that's
a powerful
even
brand.
Though we know it's not.
Well, and I think that's the part of the
powerful,
that's
though.
Part of the thing that I think a lot of I think that's part of the world's cynicism right now is you look at a place like America, which even, you know, places like India or China or whatever, like they model a lot of things after America to a degree, right? And mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're trying to be America as much as they're looking at America's like the way that America fashions optimism and whatever, and they're hearkening it, right? Mm-hmm. And they're kind of using it as a thing. And America just does not feel like an optimistic place anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it collectively just fucks people up.
Yeah.
Like everybody just goes, well, what do we believe in anymore?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where do we go to get the better thing?
If like, I were Baba Vanga.
What's the dream now?
Totally. Like, what is the dream? Where is the place that you go? Well, if I go there, at least I can I can have a chance.
Yeah.
Right?
America, man.
Yeah.
And here's
Costner's ship from Waterworld. I'm pretty sure.
Right. Exactly. On.
That's where it's.
That's the only place left.
Yeah. At like the very last few minutes of this experiment,
right,
people suddenly started to get together to destroy the American flag last minute.
Oh, really?
So the void started to kill it. Then the rainbow came in, and then Ireland moved up. So it got
those fucking Irish are always doing that to America.
Yeah, it got like blacked out for a minute in like a really critical time,
right?
And
right.
Literally, it bounced back. Like, I think that there are like two interesting ways you could look at that is like the perseverance of Americans and their allies, and like people who are like, I'm not going to let the disorder win.
Right.
I mean, does it sound
also,
bad?
Also, like, there's also American privilege, which is the majority of people on this experiment are probably American.
Right. Well, maybe. I mean, there's a huge international base.
They have I saw a map,
actually.
I wonder
what the breakdown is.
There's a
map.
Oh,
what is it?
I don't know where I saw it, but you might want to Google that. They did show, like, where people were using from. Africa was, like, empty.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Sucks.
They don't have a lot of computers there that have like sturdy internet connections for like 3 days.
That's true.
To sit around and just like play internet games. They're out like.
Yeah, they're not going to use it for that. No.
They're
like doing productive things.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe that's what Americans need is a kick in the ass. Like, maybe
we need like it a totally is.
Like, do we need something like as a nation to like. I mean,
maybe
it's
that's what Trump is.
Or well, it's like China that's going to be like start a war and it's like.
No, we're homies with China now, dude.
Are we? When did that happen? Like
today?
At Mar-a-Lago last week.
Like Mar-a-Lago last week, Trump literally today was like, yeah, I've been hanging out with him. He's awesome. He's like my favorite guy now.
So they like, because they like to whore and golf together.
Yeah.
Like literally his quote, like
we're good now.
Literally it says like, yeah, he's really cool. I like him. We're cool now.
So is his tactic like, I'm going to talk shit, get you to come to Mar-a-Lago. We're going to bro down with some golf and some horse and some honey hams.
Yeah,
and then everything's gonna be chill.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then
pretty much
diplomacy done.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta.
That's one way to do it.
It is one way.
It's
to
kind
do
of
it.
A simpleton's way to do it, which isn't necessarily wrong.
You say simpleton. I say old school.
No? I say genius.
I gotta find this fucking quote by him, man. It's like,
Jump.
He's
okay. Thank you. No more donuts for me.
No more donuts.
Maple bar.
No more donuts for me.
It's your dad. Do you want another maple bar?
Oh, I could, sure. I mean, I think what's going to end up, it could be atomic war is like, I think might be the thing that unites everybody.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to be.
That's kind of that's a problem because.
Oh, you got Dale's, son of a bitch.
Do you not want it?
I love it. It's my
what
favorite.
What if Trump is actually the main character from that superhero comic book about
Tony Robbins?
No. It's the one about that blue guy
Tony
that has
Stark?
Sex with like a girl
Mr.
human.
Manhattan.
Yeah, what
with
if
the big dick Manhattan.
Yeah, what if Mr. Watchmen. Trump what if Watchmen. Mr. Trump is like Mr. Manhattan and he has to create a common enemy.
I don't know. He could be our nation's common enemy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
yeah.
All
and for the and for
him.
Like the Western world too. Who knows? Maybe I don't give him that much credit, really. But I mean, one can.
Or
help.
Maybe
we
he
need,
just picks
we
a
need
fight with
the void, man. Like
I
kind of
feel comfortable fighting Germany again, just because it's happened. Like, and
well,
like
Germany's chill though.
You know, like you'd have pretty good food over there, and like,
yeah, maybe
they got decent booze when you're like in the pits.
I mean, yeah. I think like I don't
in the pits.
In Afghanistan. Think... You're like, there's only goats and huge spiders.
Well, this is what's so frustrating about like global warming as a concept, and I don't mean like politicized global warming. I mean literally just the concept of our of our world changing against our favor.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things that, like, it seems objective at this point, where you just go, hey, listen, whether or not somebody caused it, whether or not what it is, I don't fucking care. Let's just focus on fixing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, what does it get you to point blame?
Exactly. Like,
so much of politics is just like,
totally.
You
right?
did that. So it's like, okay, fine. Well,
but maybe that's
it.
The only thing that's going to fucking unite us is like, if either an alien species comes down that's like got way bigger dicks than all of us and starts fucking us, right?
Yeah.
Huge ass dicks.
Yeah.
And we just go, oh shit, we got to like,
except this
cut off
the
their
way
dicks.
They fuck us with their dicks is we go in their dick hole.
Yes.
It's like,
oh,
that's how
man.
Big their dicks
so
are.
So technically, we're fucking them.
That's right.
We are. We're the little parasites that fuck their aliens. So the only way that we're gonna get along again as a world is if a bunch of aliens with huge fucking dicks come down and start having sex with us.
Yeah, man.
Or we don't like it and we have to kick them back to where they're from.
Yeah, because
Alienville, Ohio.
Exactly.
I think the alien dick that you're talking about is going to be global warming, but we're just so far away from it, like today.
Right. It's a hard thing to focus on, man.
It's a hard thing to focus on.
I mean, because it's like we can't see the time lapse of the void consuming, right?
Yeah.
All like if so, our
arguably
analogy,
you say you could if you just like talk to scientists who are like, yeah, well, right, it's consuming.
But there, I mean,
so easy to deny.
I just wish. I wish that it would stop being this is the thing that I just don't understand about that whole argument. It's like, I get that it's a politicized point. I get that people go, well, why you got to pick on coal, right?
Yes.
But why don't we just go, listen, it doesn't matter how it happened. Let's just come up with solutions to fix it, man.
Yeah, man. Like, all those coal miners that are out of a job, like, I know how to bring jobs to West Virginia. It's like, build some plants that offer alternative energy and hire people and teach them a new skill.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how many jobs are there? I mean, what, 5,000 or
in
something?
Coal.
It's like,
not a lot.
Well, there's,
I don't know,
so
it could be 60,000, but I read a stat about it the other day. A ton, right?
So West Virginia is the second highest producer of coal. First is
California.
What? Oh, wait a minute.
First is Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's sometimes
like
it is
Oklahoma
California
or somewhere weird like that. So yeah. somewhere that another very rural place, but they produce like five times more coal. But the problem with West Virginia is that it's solely Wyoming. It's solely dependent on coal as an economy.
Yeah.
Like that's the problem. It's like it's too small to have had other economies, and I am of the opinion that West Virginia needs to invest in agriculture. I really want weed to be legal, and I want West Virginia to fucking cash in on that shit.
Yes, that would be great.
It'd be great for them, man, because all they are is agriculture, man. Yeah. They just got mountains for days, and they don't have a lot of people living on those places.
Yeah.
So as long as they have fertile soil, it can be a place that people grow mad weed, or you can. I think
wine country.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
whatever you want to grow.
The film industry, dude. I mean, like there's been a lot of there. What I mean, there it has worked. I know things have changed a little bit in the past, but like Pennsylvania has really cashed in on like the tax benefits of the film industry going there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you see this shit all the time. You see like a film that like takes place in the Ozarks and it's like filmed in outside of Pittsburgh, right?
Because
it's just a good way to bring an economy there, right?
Yeah, honestly, like as a writer, you can give me a location and then write backwards. It's like
totally 100%.
We got these hills. You're like, oh, we can come up with a story here,
right?
Like it's almost not the other way all the time. Like,
potluck.
The
plot of Potluck, my new TV show, guys. Right. Let's pitch this out. It's a couple of guys. They're quite losers. Big time. Nothing goes right for them. But when they discover marijuana, they smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
Stuff starts going right for them.
Hey-o.
Potluck. Pitch. What do you think?
Luck.
Buying? Selling?
What do you think, listeners?
Call in now.
I know we have a very he writes us all the time, a listener who is the president and CEO of Fox Pictures. So
and home box office.
Congratulations on your promotion. You are now the president of both HBO and Fox Pictures.
Jimmy Fox.
Lucky duck.
Jeff Tastemade.
This is a really interesting article. Did Reddit's April Fool's gag solve the issue of online hate speech?
Fascinating. Tell me more.
That is an interesting proposal.
Tell me about it.
I'm reading the subhead because all these words look really hard. But this, when hate speech is a hassle to create. So in some ways, results looked like the world's largest team battle game of MS Paint. You'd have countries invading countries. The Void launched the disruption of all the black shit. And
right.
Literally, at the end of the day, you can't really look around and see one, like, hate. There's not a swastika. There's not.
That is interesting, actually. That's one thing that was really fascinating.
Yeah.
I saw that mentioned somewhere else where, like, you look at the final map,
There's
apart from telling like Jeff's future wife, mm-hmm. Lisa, to like fuck herself. There really, it wasn't any
but that was
bad stuff.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious. Dick Bo was hilarious. That was hilarious. But there wasn't any like.
Well, I think the reality is like everyone's probably thinks that because the media is like so racist and hates speech right. out that yeah. everyone is racist and like
right.
a bigot now. But like how many people do you know that are like racist and bigots?
Well,
really?
No, I don't.
Just use your like general pool. Use your general pool. You're totally. Like, you're right. I personally. All my friends are like super nice. Like mm-hmm. yeah, everyone's totally. Like loving and like, I mean, grateful and all
what
stuff.
People are tribes, dude. Like people yeah, are tribes.
I and understand people, we live in California too, and people are liberal.
No, but it's
but,
like, but even it, dude,
look at this.
You yeah, meet, you like, meet KKK.
You need a lot of people to get something on this
totally.
Place map.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And maybe there just aren't that many people out there that are organized that right. are the people that are yeah. the bad guys.
I
but,
mean, the reason that these things happen this way, the reason there wasn't hate speech is because once you're a part of Team Blue, you're fighting for Team Blue
or
cause,
stick it
right?
to Team Blue, man.
And like that's what you're doing. Like yeah. you have a community. If there was a team that was dedicated to being the KKK, like the KKK gets a lot of news coverage and shit
because like, it's scary sounding.
It's
not
scary, right?
It's
but
not,
it's like there aren't a lot of them.
I haven't yeah. met any. I mean,
and
right.
This article makes the interesting point of hate speech is harder for the recipient than the sender because it only takes a few seconds to rattle off a text attack. But if right. creating and maintaining the abuse takes longer than reading it, that might flip the table.
Totally.
Like it becomes a burden on the person being hateful.
You got to sell me on your white privilege, like
yeah,
your white plaid, and then also get me to pixel. I'm like,
yeah, usually
kind of
like
a double
hate
move
speech and
as
stuff
opposed
is just
to like,
you know, farted out in the comment section of right. something. And you're like, fuck you. That really yeah. hurt.
I
but
mean,
with this, it's like it takes so much like energy and
totally.
Patience to do that. That
and I also think it's like we're so. I mean, this is the thing that I love so much about The Void, right? Because The Void, we're so into competing that, like, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend is real, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing where, like, I remember I've had a lot of conversations, like, where on Facebook or whatever, where there's a guy that I went to high school with and he, like, says some racist shit. And then I say something super sarcastic to him back that's, like, makes him look like an idiot or whatever. And then this guy I'm thinking of specifically, he, like, ghosted for a while. And when he came back, I was like, he posted something online. It was like, you see these posts a lot, but it was like, thank you so much for everybody who's been here for the last year. It's been a hard year for me. And I was like,
whoa.
So I sent him a text. It was like, hey, dude, like what's, or I sent him a message on Messenger. I was like,
okay.
Hey man, like what's up? Like, are you like, what happened? It sounds really heavy. And he's like, got really into meth. He became a meth addict.
Oh God.
But it was like this moment of interesting humanity where it was like,
when it really comes down
when
to
I don't
it.
Fucking care what you believe. I mean, I'm glad mm-hmm. you're healthy again. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we get so obsessed with our teams
mm-hmm.
and that sometimes like your team, like I do not think it's out of the scope of reason that if I was a poor kid who got beat the shit up out of got the shit beat out of me by my dad when I was growing up or whatever
yeah.
and my dad was like into the KKK and stuff, I might be into the KKK.
Yeah.
And like nothing you're gonna say to me is gonna get me out of it. All
yeah.
the only thing that's gonna change it is if you go, hey man, like just, you know, I know that you feel this way, but like try to be nice as much as you can.
Yeah.
Or like even just being like, hey dude, I'm gonna. You go to a pool hall. There's a bunch of white supremacists. You go, hey, dude, you mind if I get on a game?
Yeah.
And then you fucking play pool, and everybody chats. And then you go, not so different. You
wake up with a swastika tattoo on your chest.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Every time.
You get into something real.
Every
heavy.
Time.
But it's true. Like
most
I think
people,
if
right.
like there was the nuclear holocaust, which we talked about a couple
nuclear
weeks ago.
Nuclear winter.
It's coming. It's coming, everybody.
And, like, the
harvest your meat sacks.
Left of the United States, like Northeast, were
right.
Rachel Maddow and Sean Hannity.
Right.
I bet you anything they would learn to cooperate to
survive. Totally.
They would.
Well, that was one of the really nice points.
That's a good premise for a movie.
They
have the last two people and they yeah. have to procreate.
What would you call that?
Worst marriage ever.
Potluck.
Yeah. Potluck.
I mean, that actually kind of happened during
the
election,
odd couple.
Because right? Taken. the odd couple. So that actually kind of happened when homeboy from The Blaze, whatever that guy's name is.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Beck kind of turned a corner at the recent election, right? Where you started seeing really interesting things he was saying where he was like, I'm part of the reason this happened. I'm sorry. I fucked this up. I need to start.
I got to tone it down. People. I got to listen more, talk to people.
Which is really interesting because it was kind of a moment of sincere humanity that he displayed that I thought was really admirable because he didn't need to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are the Rush Limbaughs of the world who goes like, I don't fucking care. I can afford the most expensive cigars in the world.
Right.
But again, like even Rush Limbaugh, I mean, that guy like. You're driving on the 405 at 2 a.m. and you see a car flipped over and you go over there and it's like Rush Limbaugh bleeding from his head and you're not going to be like, whoa, fuck you, dude, your shit sucks.
I would take.
You're going to be like, holy fuck.
Take his watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd be like,
Rush Limbaugh, I hate your show. Give me your watch.
I would actually turn his radio station to NPR and just blare and be like, and then I'd film and be like, busted,
bro.
I know what you're into.
Terry Gross. Like, I'm sure you've all like had an instance in your life where like you've been apologized to.
Right.
And if it's a sincere one and it's just like, I'm sorry, it's amazing how your anger and resentment literally melts away instantly.
Totally. 100%.
So it's like the minute someone like Glenn, that's why I feel bad that I think a lot of people hold on to some beliefs that maybe they don't even believe in anymore because of the pride and like the fear of what people will say to them.
Totally.
And it's sad because really if like so-and-so who's extremely conservative and has said a lot of offensive things in the past 6 months came to you and was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't know what got into me. It would be water under the bridge.
Right.
We'd be friends again. Don't worry about it.
Don't believe in ideas. Believe in people.
Believe in people.
There we go.
Oh, care but don't care. Bringing it back.
Care but don't care. The blue team for life. So really quick shout out to our I'm just looking at the can right now. Shout out to our sponsor this week. Dale's Pale
Ale. Dale's Pale Ale.
All beer everywhere at the same time.
Every
beer
there is.
We'll take Dale's Pale Ale. Any beer sponsorship ever.
So as you know, Dale's a huge voluminously hopped mother of a pale ale, as they like to say. The reason I'm bringing them up is they have a promotion going on right now. Enter to win oscarblues.com/cans. Go fish yourself.
Go. Wow.
Casting for a cure. I don't know what it's for. I think maybe you can win a fish thing. You can win a fish fry at your local church.
Sounds like maybe something cancer adjacent and also fish cancer fish adjacent. Related. I don't know.
We're gonna figure it out on the air right now.
Wasn't there someone who requested this? Like who emailed us?
Oh, a bunch of people.
Totally.
Actually, we should give him a shout out. We should give him a shout out. Should we just guild Ellen Powell for this one?
Maybe.
Who? Poor Ellen Powell.
I don't know, though. She didn't really have much to do with it.
Don't. That's not very...
No offense.
No offense, but she was fired a long time ago.
Yeah, she's just not involved anymore.
Have you guys checked out the closeout section of TrueSwords.com lately?
Nope, about to.
What's going on?
Whoa. That's all I can say. Whoa.
You got some crazy ones?
Some really good stuff on there.
This is like Old Navy. It is always on sale.
It is. It's like Old Navy or currently J.Crew.
The Old Navy of swords.
Yeah.
It's the old Navy.
They are the old.
It is, and I love it.
Yeah, I buy my pants at Old Navy like I buy my swords at TrueSwords.com. That sounds like an SAT question.
Yeah. Oh, I just
cheap like a... T-shirts are to Old Navy as cheap samurai swords.
I get paid tomorrow. I think I'm going to do a little shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Electric lock pick set.
You could invest money in stocks
or True Swords. Mm-hmm. Okay. You could get lockpick set.
But think about your future.
A stun gun.
Safety.
Yeah, I know.
Or invisible
expandable
money.
Law enforcement who are we
Who are we giving a shout out to? I don't even remember.
I don't either. I thought I remembered seeing it in an email, but then someone was like, this is great, but you guys got to do this. And I was like, oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck you, man. Our pod is
fuck
good as
you.
It is.
We don't take suggestions from plebes.
From plebes. Oh, it was our boy Henry.
Henry.
Henry Nomeland. Henry Nomeland.
Henry Nomeland. Thank you so much.
I don't remember.
It was a good idea.
I don't remember what his. I don't remember what his Reddit handle was, but he's a good guy.
It's okay.
Henry, shout out to you. Send us your address, and we'll send you a can of Dale's.
We will
our
send
sponsor
you a sword.
For today. We will send you a sword.
You're gonna get a sword,
Henry. Email us your address. We'll send you a sword from TrueSwords.com.
I just found
you won't
a
get to pick it,
and
so.
Send it to us.
A deluxe octagon size set for $14.99.
Holy shit,
Henry! Send us your address,
Henry. This could be you.
You're gonna get a deluxe octagon hex set.
Sai. Do you know what a Sai is? That's what Raphael used in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, duh. What am I saying? Yeah.
What are those? The two cool knives? Yes, I love those.
So true.
We're not quite sure what they do, but they're kick-ass.
They're like throwing knives, like in the Mummy Returns. Like,
I think they're for punching people in the eye.
You could kill pretty much anybody with those.
You can just essentially jam them up people's nose.
So also shout out to my buddy Scott Steele, who absolutely won the name lottery.
Scotty Steele.
Scott Steele. So he also requested this. He didn't actually request it as much as he was like, so are you guys going to do one on place or what?
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, so we were like, we're doing one tomorrow, dude. Fucking chill, bro.
Did you play it cool, like it wasn't a big deal?
Yeah. Well, I told him that we usually record 2 weeks in advance, and we're gonna have to rush delivery this one because we were a bunch of fucking. We were bunch just watching. Plebes. We were watching YouTube haikus and not paying attention to place.
We were sheeple.
I literally remember this happening where I was like, place. I kept seeing it pop up, and I was just like,
I
don't want to. I don't. Mm. Whatever, dude. Let me watch my fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm going to get tacos with my mom right now. That's what I was doing at the first.
I'm watching MASH reruns. I've been watching MASH reruns.
And then you were like, psych, mom.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you here.
Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psych, mom. April Fools.
The police is happening.
April Fools. I called the police on you, mom.
Taco loser day.
I wouldn't have done that. These tacos are sanguined.
All right. Well, we've beaten this one in the ground, I think.
Yeah. There's not much else to say
about
it.
It's so good. Check it out. Spend some time looking at the pictures.
Total cred from everyone in your office if you print it out high res and put it at your desk.
Right.
You'll look like you're very culturally in the know.
Right. Or next time Sharon from HR puts a little like green post-it note on your desk. Send her an email that says
Green Lattice.
You're part of Green Lattice.
Me too.
Fuck you. I'm part of the blue faction. Blue corner, bitch. Suck a dick, Cheryl. I quit.
She can't do anything, actually, technically.
She is
because
in HR.
It was in Reddit.
That's true. So I guess there can't be art without void.
Yeah.
And Reddit's a beautiful place, as always, and
it's a community.
This is the most beautiful thing that's ever happened on the internet that I've ever seen.
It really is.
Button was awesome, and
Button was you didn't have a product to end with.
No, right. Button was
kind of individual trophies. Yeah.
But this is like a fucking thing, dude. This is
a real piece
of
art, and like we mentioned in the very beginning, there have now been some spinoffs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's Place 2. Which is whack. Nobody's participating. And then there's another site that's just like a standalone site that people can just create on. But it's never ending. And so it's never going to be the first time. So I just won't ever have that freshness. Yeah. You know?
Well, I did try to write Disease the other day on that new one. And it took so long. Because nobody was helping me out.
What the fuck?
They were like, Diz, da, 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 da.
So how many letters were you able to create?
It spent like all fucking day, dude. And took forever.
Because how many you can do 5 minutes? So that's 12 pixels an hour. So you only have like what, I don't know, 8 hours of
and
pixel time.
I
in
fucked
a day.
One of them up too. Like I started with four pixel tie, and then I like S is like a 5 minimum pixel letter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or 5 minimum pixel high letter. So I like totally blew it, and it was like. It was a whole thing. I mean, fucking hated it.
It could take you by yourself. Like, you wouldn't be able to do it. You really need people.
But if I try to do it on my... If I would have done it on place during the day, it would have been like D. I would have put like 3 pixels down for D, and then all of a sudden it would have become like...
Yeah,
like
you would have hoped it became dick butt.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been begging. You would have been begging for dick butt.
I mean, knowing Reddit, though, if I would have been like, hey, guys... This is really important, my girlfriend. I'm trying to draw a dick butt with 2 dicks as his legs. It's going to mean a lot to her, and they would have drawn Mona Lisa.
They'll be like, LOL, will you marry me, please?
Well, what's cool that people, they're like, hey, this guy really needs something. Like, let's give it to him, but fuck with him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you're going to get a better story out of it.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so man. Cute.
Yeah, we could talk about this one forever. So
wish I'd been a part of it.
I wish I'd been a part of it.
Wish I wasn't watching Friends reruns.
You know
what?
We fucking
tacos were good.
Damn. We have zero credibility with Reddit right now.
I know. Both, we didn't even know this happened.
Literally, well, I knew it happened. Don't take that away from me. We both didn't fucking contribute to place, and we Actually, no, we hit Dan. We hit Denny with Secret Santa. We almost blew Secret Santa too. The two most important times in Reddit, we fucking blew.
But we also don't claim to be good Redditors.
That's our thing. We're bad at it.
I'm trying to be good at it. I crossed the 100 threshold the other day. I told you that, right?
Karma 100?
Yeah, because I, you know, my trick, and you should start doing this. Both of you guys should start doing this. Henry Nomlin, you should start doing this too, because you're the fucking, you're getting the gold this week, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And right, sword.
Give me my tutorial on karma.
You need to do the roast me stuff.
Oh.
This is the trick. Go to roast me.
Yep.
Go to new, right? So as soon as somebody puts one up, find a thing, call them a fucking doofus lord, and then people will start being like, oh, well, he's the only comment, so I guess I'm gonna upvote that.
Oh,
that's what you do.
God, but it would, I feel like I'd feel bad saying mean things to these people, even though they're asking for it.
I have done that so many times.
You beat up your friends, though, when you weren't in elementary school.
I threw Greg's bike in a lake and peed in his hat.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what else? Like, come on.
His poor hat.
We need to get him a True Swords hat.
This guy, this is a new guy on Roast Me. If there isn't a comment about Keanu Reeves in this, I will have to write something.
Well, you're gonna just do it right now. This is where you.
No one's written about Keanu Reeves.
What
would be a good roast for this guy?
Wait, is this the my friend lost a bet, make him cry?
No, it's this one. Roaster toaster.
Roaster toaster. Oh yeah, that guy looks a lot. I mean, you have to do new because it's like new is. Yeah, new is like it's always has like one comment or two, so you'll have like. Like, this one's like, roast me, please. Or what's a good one?
I did it. I came up with a good one.
What was it?
Okay, so this guy has a dog in the background. He looks like a little bit like a fat Keanu Reeves. And I wrote, John Wick 3? That's a good one.
You're going to get some.
All right. I like that.
Roast me is the place, man. It's
roast me.
I got a lot. What's my
Would
most
you ever
popular one?
Put a picture up and have someone roast you?
I kind of feel like, given how...
I'm too
sensitive. Even how into this I am, I feel like I should. It's like, it's a really douchey for me not to. Like, I'm a total like Cheeto finger mouth breather when I'm like, I'm just gonna make fun of these high schoolers, but I'm not actually gonna post my own picture.
All right, I just dropped a roast me, so I think it's pretty good.
Oh, what'd you shit. Put? What is it?
Well, it's this kid, and I don't know, he looks like this, but my thing is, if the Great Hambino and Rocky Dennis had a kid, it's you.
That is true.
The Great Hambino is from The Sandlot.
And it looks just like
and
that
Rocky
kid.
And Rocky Dennis is that kid from the kid with elephantitis from the movie with Cher.
That's so good.
From it's called Mask.
So you're appealing to people that know like underground subculture, which is a great way to get points, dude.
It's got to be really specific, right? Yeah.
That's gonna. I think.
Hey guys, let's hope, and I'll call you guys in the morning and let you know what's going on.
you're gonna get them, dude. Yes. You're gonna get them.
Yeah, I have a good feeling. About
I think you're
this.
Gonna do it. All right. Well, we gotta wrap this one up. We're getting in Joe Rogan time, I think. Henry Nomland, give us your friggin' address and we'll send you a sword.
You're getting a sword, buddy.
You're getting a sword and gold, I guess. Yeah. Scotty Steele, what up? Great name. We don't need to give you anything because you already have a fucking
Maybe he needs a sword, Scotty Steele.
Maybe.
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea.
A claymore.
I can't believe we've become the pod that gives away swords.
I love it.
I love
and
that we do
so,
this.
It's so like low investment because they're very
expensive,
high quality,
economic
expensive.
Swords. They're high quality. Affordable and high quality.
Well, a lot of I think
my knives are high quality. Sometimes I'll go down to my garage and just break down boxes for my neighbors. You just have a knife.
You hang out down at UPS. You're like, what do you guys need?
I got this.
I'll open that for you. Yeah. I'll open whatever you need.
It's everyone's least favorite thing to do when they recycle, and I'll wait down there and just be like, I'll do it.
I like that you hang out like a gunslinger at the USPS with like a belt
need
full of knives.
Need help with that box, ma'am?
Oh, yeah.
Flatten it.
My only request is I take those air bubbles to pop.
Exactly.
I get off on popping air bubbles.
Although I don't know if I mentioned when I did that, I dropped my knife to the bottom of the recycling bin at one point. And I had to be like, do I really like that knife?
Yeah.
And the answer was yes. So I had to dig
so you
through
got
it.
In there.
But so nobody saw that happen though. They only saw the cool parts.
Shout out to Dale's for sponsoring this pod.
And Firestone because they're local.
And Firestone. They're legal?
So they're local.
Oh, they're local. They are local.
We're just trying to get, you know, some free swag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I signed
up. True Swords would be cool to return our email. Just saying. I mean, we've written like 100, so.
I got to send them another one, actually. Let's tell them that we're just fucking handing out swords on our pod.
What if we get a cease and desist?
I would love that. I would love that.
That would be the place version of Will You Marry Me?
Yeah.
It really would.
It would.
Okay. All right. So we're beyond Joe Rogan time at this point. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day.
This was Did You Reddit talking about the internet's most important thing, place on Reddit. Catch us next week for what did we do last week?
Next week we're getting into
The Empire Did Nothing Wrong.
The Empire Did Nothing Wrong.
So that'll be the episode that'll be coming out next week, and then who knows what we're gonna do after that. Maybe we'll just do plays again.
Rebels are a bunch of jihadists.
Exactly.
The rebels are jihadists.
Ewok hugging jihadists.
All right, yeah, cool. Hippies. Goodbye.
Bye.